William, I suppose it's indicative of how far Irish cricket's come that we're disappointed they only scored 259 against the world champions.
Yeah, it's from the positions we're in, we could maybe have gotten a few more, but where it's very pleasing is that's the case, that we expect that of ourselves. So I think that we've done a lot of good, very good things in this tournament, and there was a lot of those today again with setting up platforms and lads rebuilding partnerships at different stages. And I think we had probably minimum three 50 plus partnerships there, which is in this format is pretty good. And you obviously want to turn one of those at least into a big 100 partnership, and one of those 60 and 70s into 100 or 120, which is brings you up to the 320, 330, which are very competitive, if not winning totals in this competition, in this format of the game. So I don't think we're very far away today at all.
And a few runs for yourself and Paul Sterling there at the top of the order, good platform.
Yeah, it's nice to set that platform coming out to 10, and it's nice to have that bit of a base, and that makes it a lot easier for lads coming in as well. And it was just unfortunate to lose those two quick wickets, and managed to rebuild again from there. But as I said, we just managed to lose wickets at key times there, and any time we picked up momentum again, it just got taken away with the wickets. So that was slightly disappointing, but at the same time, I like how the lads are going out there and playing with that intent and freedom in the game, and they know their own game and they're backing it and trusting it, which is great to see.
And Niall O'Brien, you mentioned intent and aggression. We're seeing perhaps a different Niall here. He's really attacking the bowling after a slow start today.
Yeah, and I think the way he played his innings is, as I said, how he picked up momentum there. We rebuilt after we lost those couple of wickets, but I think he probably only had about 15 off late 20s balls, and to turn that into a run of ball 70 odd, and was unlucky as well not to kick on again from a 75. So no, he's been a fantastic form in this competition. He must have up close on a couple of hundred runs there as well. So it's great to have lads putting their hand up in every game pretty much. So it's good for the side.
And Stuart Thompson getting his first World Cup match, picking up two wickets. What was the thinking behind playing him instead of Andy McBrien or maybe Craig Young?
Yeah, I think that obviously playing against India, and it's a small, very small pitch as well, what we're on. It's going to be difficult, as we've seen, for spinners to bowl at them. So yeah, we've gone for that extra seamer, and Tom's been bowling in the nets, has been sticking his hand up and pushing every day for a place in the side, and it obviously strengthens all three aspects of our game when he comes in the seamer and batting at 8 there as well. He could probably bat higher, but it's the strength of our lineup at the minute. He's coming at 8, and he's obviously a fantastic fielder, so it was well justified.
And obviously Pakistan now winner takes all for a quarter final slot in Adelaide on Sunday.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think it's where we want to be, is in that quarter final. So we've just got to go away. It's more about getting mentally prepared as much as anything. We've done a lot of work in the last 68 weeks, and we just got to get ourselves mentally freshened up once we arrive in Adelaide and go out and show our skills once again.